So I moved to a different space in time so that I could imagine up easily what implies my wish is fulfilled. You might want to listen to this one a couple times. You might want to write that down. This is so worth exploring. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. So I moved to a different space in time so that I could easily and effectively imagine what implies my wish is fulfilled. I had an office back in the old country. I have an area here. But I had an office back in the old country. It was a home office. And I was a member of something called the Warrior Forum. It cost like something ridiculous, like $20 for a lifetime subscription to their premium thing. And I found it was incredibly worth it. I got to make friends with some cool kids, learned a lot. But I noticed just about everybody also had something more. They were giving away gold, and I was applying it. But they were selling gold mines. And for way too long, I let myself have two excuses. One, time. Second, money. I actually sat around and I'd take the free stuff. By the way, you know where this is going. But I really want you to explore you while we talk about this. I'd put a lot of time into the free stuff. And the free stuff was excellent. The free stuff changed my life. But I didn't... I don't know. Somehow I made up an excuse I didn't have the time to do the good stuff. All right, one course was like, hey, if you take an hour a day, well, I don't know where I'm going to squeeze an hour from. Yeah, it's the questions you ask, those little comments that you make, they reveal the state that you're really in. So I made up the excuse, I don't have an hour a day. I don't have half an hour a day. I don't even have 15 minutes a day. Like we say, manifestingmasterycourse.com. I don't have 15 minutes a day to add into my already busyness. I'm too busy struggling. You'll never guess what the other excuse is. You know, everybody always wants money. That's the internal dialogue there. That's the inner conversation. Everybody wants your money. That's the reason why he's teaching us. He wants your money. And I made money my excuse. But here's where the shift came. And this is not what you expect. I can promise you that. I stopped worrying what she would think. Period. I stopped worrying what she would think. I stopped worrying about what they would say. Once I felt at this too. There's the real reason. I had the excuses of time and money. The time one is ludicrous. The money one just as much. Yeah, I didn't want to go into debt to learn what would set me free. Meanwhile, the real reason, the real excuse behind it all, I was worried about what she would think once that didn't work. Once I, you know, like, yeah, it was a scam. I like the Amways. By the way, I love Amway soap. Not a fan of their marketing methods, but I am a massive fan of their soap. You know, that's all we use here. But I seem to digress. Because first class is first class. And gold mines are gold mines. And skin in the game is skin in the game. And that requires risk. You can be on the football team, but if you ride the bench all season, you're a don't matter. On the other hand, when the coach calls you out and invites you to step up onto the field and play the game, that's when you can lose. your limitations. That's when you can stretch and soar. And so I moved to a different space and time where I couldn't possibly imagine her or them. The confrontation with her, well, look, you wasted money again. The laughter coming from them. Hey, look, he failed at that too. I moved to a different space and time where I gave me and my dreams credit. There were times where I put seminars I went to on a credit card. There were times where I sold stuff. I sold a lot of stuff. It's like, you know what? That's called stuff. I can always buy more. But I had this crazy thought, and the thought was this. What if my retirement was me? What if my potential was me? What if actually investing time, money, the imaginal act in me is what mattered? So you'll notice, I didn't imagine up to having the money to take the course, pay a mentor, whatever. I didn't imagine having time. I had plenty of time. I was just refusing to budget it properly. In other words, I was spending my time instead of investing my time. Hours and hours and hours on the free shit. I get it. Like I said, there was some good stuff there. But actually having someone answer your questions, having someone to dance with, coolio. Meanwhile, I moved to a different space in time where the argument with her wasn't possible, where the laughter from them was ridiculous. I moved to a point in time where I experienced respect, admiration, and hey, 20, can you show me? Can you help me? If you got gold today, if you're noticing there's layers, and the first layer is always bullshit. The first layer is the universal. Money, time, yeah, whatever. Believe me, like I watch people all the time. I study people constantly. And the same excuse is the same excuse. But if we dive a little deeper, we get to where it goes personal. And it's where we go personal that it matters. I want you to move to a place where you can celebrate. Where they can be proud of you. Where there's absolutely no ridiculous fear or resistance. My invitation to you right now is to join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. You don't have to do this on your own. You could join us. We're going to work with 30 people for 30 days. Starting mid-April, but you can get the bonuses now. We're opening up the Facebook group next week. Think about it. Live Facebook group with 30. It's private. We're with 30 cool kids. This is where family forms. Pretty much unlimited access to us there. 4 live group calls. Tiny little one-on-one chats. DreamDrivenDay.com. This is why people keep coming back. This is why people dive deeper here. Because you don't have to do it on your own. You can dance delightfully with us. You're going to stretch. And stretching leads to soaring, just like the eagle's wings carry the eagle higher and higher on invisible currents. I used to be a chicken. Love me some chicken. Might even have some of that for lunch this week. But being an eagle, would not imagine the view. Join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. And now, as those birds do what those birds do, Imagine if something lovely. Imagine being on the live calls with us as we go into the silence. You know, the scariest thing I had to do was to walk away from who I was, to move around the world to be here with her. 14 years ago. 14 years ago, I decided to devote my life to something more than a distraction. I was doing great back then, don't get me wrong. I was blessing people. But I had to let that version of me go and embrace something that I find far more grand, something that moved me around the world, something that built this mission, this ministry, this whatever you want to call it. Imagine moving around the world. Imagine the unknowns. Me, I became infinitely curious in what I could do with someone like her by my side for the rest of my life. Imagine how you, once you move to a space and time. See, it's beyond words. Dive deeper, soar higher. Join us. See ya.